Greetings to all my bosom friends out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're having a winsome Wednesday. This is just going to be a quick boo, I promise. My last few boos were rather gloomy in nature simply because of the difficult events that I've been experiencing over the past few days. So I thought I would balance things out a wee bit by coming back on here and relating a funny incident that happened earlier today. Now, I did try to record this for posterity, but alas, it was not post-worthy. The Olympus was in my pocket, and hence the recording was far too muffled to be postable. So you'll just have to put up with my account of what happened. As I've mentioned in the past, I have this neighbor named Brent, who has a tendency to crack jokes a lot at other people's expense. Now, I don't mind this in the least, because his jokes are entirely harmless, and he's actually quite comical. In fact, I really admire this ability he has to come out with these wonderful puns and witticisms on the fly. I think he missed his calling. He should have been an improv artist. But I did feel that it was high time he got a taste of his own medicine, so I decided to pull a wee practical joke at his expense today at tea time. First of all, the joking aside, tea time was lovely. I got a grocery delivery this morning, and one of the things I had ordered was some Anne Marie's no sugar added assorted cake slices. There was chocolate, marble, and lemon cream. Now, when I ordered this initially, I didn't realize how copious the amount of cake would be, because it didn't seem that expensive, so I thought, okay, just a small portion. Well, no, I was wrong. So, when I got it today, I thought, well, I have two courses of action. I can either stuff my face full of cake and then later come to regret it, or I can share it. And I decided upon the latter course of action, much to my current satisfaction. I brought the cake down for tea time, and people really seemed to enjoy it. Luckily, no sugar added did not mean totally tasteless. It was quite lovely. I had a slice of the lemon cream, and I really liked it. Anyhow, after the cake fest, after we'd all concluded stuffing our faces, during a lull in the conversation, I pulled my wee joke. Okay, so Brent has a rather obvious affinity for redheads. He has made no secret of that. Now, what I would have liked to have done is borrowed a red wig and dressed up in some sort of costume, but I didn't have any of that paraphernalia at my disposal, so this is what I did. I had a little China pixie with real red hair, so I hid it in my purse before I went downstairs for tea time. And then, during a lull in the conversation, I said, "Hey, Brent, I found the perfect girlfriend for you." And I pulled it out. And then I said, sorry, I shouldn't laugh at my own jokes. Then I said, by the way, I was practicing my magic upstairs before I came down, and I accidentally shrank her. Sorry about that. And then I handed her over. People did seem to get a good laugh out of that, so that's good. I wish I could have posted that. Oh, my. Anyhow, Brent actually seemed quite taken with his little pixie. He called it an elf, but regardless, it was redheaded and dressed in green and had pointy ears, so elf pixie doesn't really matter. I told him you should name her Elfrida. And he said, do you mind if I keep this or would you like it back? And I said, oh no, you're more than welcome to it if you'd like it. I have enough knickknacks as it is, God knows. I liked that one, but not enough that I felt I really needed to hold on to it. That was a fun afternoon. I almost had a rather annoying mishap, though. I was expecting the delivery of my new headboard at a certain time, between 2 and 4. So right around 1:45, I ran downstairs with some recycling that I wanted to throw out in the recycling bins at the back. And wouldn't you know it, there was the furniture men showed up early. And they couldn't get a hold of me because I didn't bring my phone with me. So they were going to leave. Now, luckily, one of my neighbors saw me and stopped them, thank God. Because if they had left, then I would have had to pay a delivery service charge, and they would have had to come back another day. So I'm very grateful that that all worked out. And I have my new headboard, yay. They were very nice, and I apologized profusely. I said, I'm so sorry, I was only gone for about 5 minutes. I wasn't expecting you until later on this afternoon. But all's well that ends well. Tomorrow, some people from my building, including myself, are off on a trip to some sort of farm. I'm not actually sure what's on the farm. Some animals, I presume. But I shall find out tomorrow. And regardless of what is actually farmed there, I'm sure I'll enjoy the trip very much. It's going to be a lovely day. So it'll be a perfect occasion for a trip of that nature. Anyhow, sorry, I did say I'd make the boo quick. So I will stop rambling at you now and speak to you soonishly, although hopefully for your sakes, not too soonishly.